We present another episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert.
I wish he'd let me go home. I'm frozen, stuck up here. You know, this fresh air will kill me. I don't like the way he's looking at me.
And Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Go, just look at the miserable twit. You thought you'd enjoy a nice drive out in the country on a Sunday afternoon? Oh, do stop coughing. Anyhow, he's got his mittens on and his scarf and a nice thick blanket over his legs, that miserable twit.
Here they are in Homes Fit for Heroes.
Oh, that's lovely. All that fresh air. Oh, just look at the colour in your cheeks. It's doing you good. Oh, you don't get out enough, you don't. Oh, it is beautiful round here, isn't it? Just look at that view. Wouldn't you like to live round here?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I want to go home and get round the fire. There's a good film on telly this afternoon.
Now, wouldn't you really like to live round here? Oh, yes. Wouldn't you like to get away from that smelly old London, that dirty old house, and spend the rest of your life in these idyllic surroundings? But the flowers, the trees, the birds, all the open spaces. You deserve it, Dad, the hard life you've had.
I've never known you to worry about that before.
Oh, just look at that house. Oh, isn't that magnificent? Oh, Peter, look at that. Oh, who lives there? Oh, it must be a millionaire at least. Oh, what wouldn't you give to live in a place like that? Look at the grounds. Look how they're landscaped.
Landscaped.
Oh, well, it's just fantastic, isn't it? I mean, that's the sort of place you dreams about. I don't think I've ever seen anything so beautiful. Oh, no, people like us would never get a chance of living in a place like that. Who could it belong to? Oh, look, there's a notice board. Well, Betty, well, well. I wonder what it says.
You can read, can't you? Oh, I can see what it says, and without me glasses. It says, Chartwell House, LCC, Old People's Home.
LCC, Old People's Home? Well, well, well. Who would have believed it? A beautiful place like that for an old people's home.
I ain't going in.
Now, Dad.
Take me home. I ain't going in.
Who said anything about?
I wondered why you brought me out here. Look at the lovely countryside. Oh, it's a lovely house. I wonder who it belongs to. Yeah, conniving young... Take me home.
But, Dad, listen.
Take me home. Here, give me them reins.
No,
come
what?
On, Dad. Please. Get up. Get up. Get your finger out. Come on.
I can assure you, it was a sheer coincidence.
I might have known you was up to something this morning, bringing me breakfast in on a tray. You've never done that before. Then asked me to go out for a ride.
I just thought you'd enjoy it, that's
Slimy,
all.
Slimy, that's what you are. Underhand, sneaky, conniving, crafty, just like your mother, God rest her soul.
Dad, I have no idea.
You haven't got the guts to say it straight to me face, have you? Spineless, that's what you are. Oh, it's a fine thing, isn't it? Your own flesh and blood wanted to hide your way out of sight. Forgotten. I'm your father. Don't that mean anything to you?
Oh, look, now, Dad, you're overwrought. Come on, sit down, sit down. Take your coat off and put your feet
don't
up.
Don't touch me.
Dad, you've got hold of the wrong end of a stick.
Can you look me straight in the eye, your own father, and deny that you was trying to put me into an old people's home?
Would you like a drink?
No.
Well, I would. Don't look at me like that. Look, it's not my fault. You can't blame me. And I haven't come to this decision lightly, Father. If there was any other way out, I'd take it. But I'm afraid there is no other solution. I'm very sorry, but there it is. You've got to go.
Why?
Well, because I shall be going away very shortly and you're going to be left here all on your own. And I should be failing in my filial duty if I didn't make sure you was well taken care of.
Going away?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going around the world on a sloop.
You're doing what?
I'm going around the world on a sloop.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, God. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, I don't see what's funny about that. Lots of people does it. It's adventure. It's doing something.
Stop it. Stop it. Hold me arse.
Stop it. Stop that laughing. Look, if you think about ridiculing me, you're going to make me change my mind. You have got another thing coming. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going round the world on a sloop, and that's all there is to it.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious, mate.
In that case, it's you should be going into it, and not me. You great twitch. You want your brains tested.
Oh, and what's wrong then? What's wrong with going round the world? Oh, now, what's wrong with you? You're jealous, ain't you? Just because you ain't been nowhere, you don't want me to go.
I've travelled, mate.
Travelled? Bognor every year. Peering out the bay window of a boarding house for 14 days.
I've been abroad. France.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. 4 years in a trench and a fortnight in Bognor. The world authority on travel, a proper little Marco Polo, ain't
you? I've travelled enough to know it's all the same.
How can it be the same? How can India be the same as this? Oh, I want to see it, mate, before I die. I want to see the Mardi Gras in Rio de Janeiro. I want to see the native girls wiggling on the beaches in Tahiti. Yes. I want to be in it, mate. I want to sit around the old campfire with a bunch of sheiks sorting through the rice for a couple of sheep's eyes. The Taj Mahal, the Barrier Reef, Fuji Yama, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Seven Pillars of Wisdom, the Grapes of Wrath. I want to see them all. Oh, yes, it's just the same, ain't it? Oh, yes, you can see all that down the bingo hall, can't you? But I'm 38. I haven't seen anything, Dad. I haven't been anywhere. My life is slipping by. I don't want to get as old as you and look back and think, what have I done? Nothing. Where have I been? Nowhere. Yes, I want to see their eyes light up when I tell them about going round the Orne with everything lashed down, calling in at some tropical island for fresh water, with garlands hung around my neck by dusky, slant-eyed maidens. Stretched out on some palm-fringed beach, eating breadfruit, pearl fishing in the coral sea, ivory smuggling up the coast of Africa.
Shipwrecked off Southend. That's about as far as you'll get.
I suppose that is one of your more senile attempts at humour.
Well, pull yourself together. What do you know about boats? How can you sail around the world in a sloop on your own?
I'm not going on my own. Obviously, I wouldn't attempt a voyage like that on my own. I'm not stupid. There's 10 of us. 5 blokes and 5 birds.
Ah, now we're getting down to it. It's one of those do's, is it?
It is not one of those do's. Oh, what a vulgar little mind you have got. This is a perfectly serious attempt by a bunch of young people to explore the world around us. Look, if you must know, I have answered a perfectly respectable advert in the New Statesman, mate. He's got his own boat, and he wants 9 other people in search of adventure to join him in an expedition round the world. I realise it's a bit hard for people of your generation to understand, but believe me, it is not unusual these days. But it's happening all the time. People is setting out every day. Boats, rafts, Land Rovers, they're all going. Yeah, they're not content just sitting around the television every night. They're all climbing mountains, Dad. They're doing things. It's all the outward bound school. Oh, yes.
The world isn't an oyster, Dad. It's all happening out there.
You've got to go and see it. It doesn't come to you.
What does he want five birds for?
Oh, God. Oh, Dad, don't be so suburbanly preoccupied with sex, for God's sakes. I mean, these is highly intelligent people. They don't look at it like that. It is just five people going on a trip with five other people. There'll be no special consideration. We'll just be 10 crew members who all has a job to do. There's nothing sordid about it at all.
Well, why don't they have 10 blokes, then?
Well, I don't know. I'm not organising the trip. Well, perhaps he thought...
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Oh, there's no point in talking to you. I mean, if you like to think of it as a sex orgy on the high seas, that's up to you. It is just another example of the gulf between our two generations, that is all. I mean, yours lack the truly intellectual freedom of thought which transcends calls of the flesh. I mean, a thing like this, it would have been impossible in your day.
You can say that again. Five men and five women on a boat. There wouldn't have been much sailing, down, I can tell you.
Well, sometimes you disgust me. Oh, well, I suppose it's just a question of enlightenment. I mean, surely there are pursuits that men and women can do together without sex coming into it.
Don't you believe it?
But all I can say is it'll be a sad day for the world when a bird can't go mountain climbing with a bloke without being got at on a precipice. Anyway, there's no point in discussing it further. It is all arranged. I couldn't change my plans now, and if I want to, I don't want to. I've sent off me 100 quid and I'll be setting sail next month.
How much?
100 quid. 10 of us. That's £1,000. That'll see us all right for a few months. Then we'll start trading, see? Oh, he is well organised. This is his third trip.
I see. So you want to get me out of the way and you're off? Haven't you got any feelings at all? I'm your father. I'm not a dog that you can put into a kennel when you go away on your holidays and to be got out when you come back. It's callous, that's what it is.
Oh, dear. I had hoped when I explained things that you would understand. I can see I overrated your sensibilities, Pater.
Oh, I understand perfectly. I'm going to be bunged into an old people's home and left to rot while you float round the world with five bits of crumpy.
I do not intend to enter into a slangy match with you. I only knows one thing. Every time I've ever wanted to do something, somewhere along the line, you've put a spoke in, haven't you?
That's not true. I've never objected to you bringing birds home.
Oh, I know that. You enjoy it. You're at the keyhole most of the time, seeing how I'm getting on. But there you go. You see, you're sidetracking me again. What I'm talking about is my going on a highly educational and profitable ocean voyage.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been as fair as I can. I shall arrange to dispose of the business and you can have the entire proceeds. I don't want a penny of it.
What about the horse?
Oh, God. Well, I forgot about him. Oh, dear. The poor old devil. What's going to happen to him?
Oh, that's nice. You're worried about the horse. What about me? Sitting in there for the rest of my life playing dominoes and making handbags. You'll find a bit of a difference if you don't have your old dad around the place. You have everything done for you here. You won't have anybody to do your washing, iron your shirts, make the beds, do your cooking, all the mending.
Be quiet a minute, I'm trying to think. Oh, yes, of course. I can sell him. Yeah, that's it. There's Max down the road. He wants a new horse. He's always fancied Hercules. I'll get about 30 quid, I reckon. Oh, yes. Yes, well, that's both of you sorted out then. Now, tomorrow morning, I'll take you down to the home and I'll introduce you to the matron.
Tomorrow? You can't wait to get rid of me, can you? Why not tonight? It wouldn't take long to put me little bits and pieces together.
Oh, it's not a question of not being able to wait. It's just I like to know that when you go, you're going to be settled in there and happy.
Oh, I've no alternative, have I? I can't manage this place on my own. I ain't got no relations to go to, and I want company and protection in my time of life. Well, I don't think I want to sit down here with you anymore. I think I shall go up to my room.
Oh, Dad, don't take it like this. Look, you don't have to go up yet. I was just going to make some supper.
Don't you do anything for me. I couldn't eat it. It'd stick in my throat. I don't want anything more from you.
Don't think you're going to make me feel rotten about it. My conscience is clear. I spent my life looking after you.
There's one thing that cheers me up about all this.
What's that, then?
The old boatload of you might get drowned.
Ah, oh, thank goodness he's gone. Now I can get down to setting the course.
Oh, Drake is in his hammock and he's a thousand miles away. Oh, Captain Hardfast sleeping well below.
Whoa, whoa, give back there, whoa.
Well, then, here we are. Can I help you down?
Let go of me. Don't touch me.
Here, let me take your suitcases, Dad. Have you got all your accessories? Your face flannel, the prayer book, the tooth comb? Yeah, that's right. I must say, you do look very smart in your blue suit. Well, let's go in, shall we? Take your hat off, Dad. Did you notice all the inmates out in the garden doing all the gardening? Oh, they looked very healthy, didn't they? And happy. Yeah, you used to like gardening, didn't you? Here, remember that old window box you used to have, eh? Oh, it is a lovely decor in here, isn't it? They keep it very clean. It's very nice. And there'll be plenty for you to occupy yourself with. I mean, you couldn't possibly be bored in a lovely place like this. Here, come and look at this notice board. Entertainment programme. Monday night, whist. Tuesday night, a film matinee. Wednesday night, whist. Here, Thursday, a recital of old English madrigals by the Eggthorpe Amateur Choral Society. Here, Friday night, whist. Saturday, a coach outing. A mystery tour around Berkshire. Oh, I do think we have been lucky to get you in here, Peter. You're going to have a marvellous time. You are a very fortunate old man.
I hope the sharks get you.
You behave yourself. Don't start a punch-up in here.
Why not? Let them know what sort of a son I've got. Go on, clear off. I mean, that's what you wanted. You don't have to hang around. I can find my own way about. I'm not helpless. You get off to your sloop.
Not until I've seen you settled in. But please, don't make things difficult. Shh, shh, shh.
Good morning. Were you looking for somebody?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We are looking for the matron. This is my father. He's coming to stay, yeah?
Good new blood. That's what we need here. I can see you're just the type we need here.
Eh? Oh, I ain't staying. No. That's only him. That's my father.
How very nice. My name's Lotterby, Miss Lotterby. Games and extramural activities. Once you're settled in, I'll pop along to your room to see what you're interested in.
You'll be lucky.
See, it gets done at once, nurse. Good morning.
Here comes matron. I'd better go. I'll only have a row with her. She's always trying to get me to go to bed early. You're probably hated to begin with, but don't worry. The first 20 years are the worst. See you at lunch. See you at lunch.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. I do believe she fancies you. Oh, you're going to be all right there. I think you're going to have a ball here.
Good morning, Mr. Steptoe.
Oh, good morning, matron.
So this is the old gentleman.
I'm not an old gentleman. We might as well get that straight from the start. And I'm in here against me will. I want it all put down in me folder. Here under protest. I'm only 65. I'm active. I've got a home of my own being sold out of me head. For no better reason than to leave him free to debauch his way around the world.
Dad!
I'm sure your son is only doing what's best for you. I know you'll be very happy.
I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. I'm a troublemaker. I'm warning you. I'm always ringing bells in the middle of the night. I know that. I've been in a hospital. I'm fussy about my food, and if I don't get what I want, I'm liable to go on hunger strike. You got old ladies in here, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, you better keep them locked up for a start.
Michael, don't you take any notice of him. He's trying to put you off taking him in. He's harmless, really. Oh, he's quite a sweet old man when you get to know him.
He's going round the world with girls. I bet you haven't had any blokes bunged in here for that before. Dirty little beast. I've given him the best years of my life, and this is all I get in the autumn of my days. The fall of the leaf. It's always the same.
Don't listen to him, Matron.
Don't worry about your father, Mr. Steptoe. I quite understand. They're always a bit upset at first. Come along now. I'll show you to your room. Yeah. This way.
Oh, it is a lovely place you have here. Here, aren't those Queen Anne's legs on that commode?
Yes. Yes, we have a lot of antiques here.
You can say that again.
Here we are.
Oh, what a lovely little room. Oh, you'll be very happy here, Pater.
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite home, but I'm sure it will be by the time you've put in your own little knick-knacks.
I've got a suitcase full of them, Mrs. I'll soon have this looking like our own place. In no time.
Good. Well, I expect you want to say goodbye to each other. I'll leave you now. Lunch bell is at 1 o'clock sharp. We meet in the main hall.
Oh, what did I tell you? Isn't it lovely? I wouldn't shove you in any old place now, would I? Yeah, I bet these mattresses is lovely and foamy. Oh, yes. It is a lovely bed, Dad. Have you felt the bed? It's very comfortable. Better than the bed you had at home. You're going to sleep well here.
I don't expect I'll bother to get up.
I like the colour of the walls, don't you? Sort of old and new, soothing, that is. Would you like me to help you unpack?
No, thank you.
It'll be no bother. I'm in no hurry.
I'll do it myself.
Oh, look. I see you have got your own little basin. You can wash in that.
I know what a basin's for. I've used one before.
Oh, well. I'd better be getting along. Cheerio. I'll write to your dad at least once a week.
Don't bother.
And cards. I'll send cards as well. Yeah, when we drop anchor at somewhere that's interesting. Well, cheerio, Dad. You do understand. Dad, I didn't want to do it. But well, I've got to take the chance. Well, I got it, haven't I? I'll only be away for 2 years. I'll come back and see you the minute I land in England, I promise.
Well, I might not be here then.
Why, what? Oh, that'll be silly. I mean, you've got years in front of you. Don't talk like that. Look, I'll try and get in before we sail. I can't promise, because there's lots of work to do before we get ready. Look, I'll send you all the money we get for the yard and for the horse. Oh, well. Cheerio, then. Look after yourself, Dad. Yeah. you won't miss me at all, Dad. Now, after a couple of days, you'll forget all about me, probably. It'll be the other way around. Yes. Yes. Well, then, I'll say cheerio, then. Cheerio. Aren't you going to wish me bon voyage and good luck?
No.
Oh. All right, then. Is there anything I can do? Anything I can get you? Is there? I will be thinking of you, Dad. I promise you. Goodbye, Dad. Dad? I'll leave the door open. Goodbye, Dad.
Here, avast there. I better start my own packing. I'm glad I got hold of that kit bag. That's very nautical, that is. HMS Ark Royal. Oh, that will impress them. Yeah, I must take me continental briefs with the dagger in the belt. Oh, yes. I got to have something to open the oysters with, the old pearl fishing. Yeah, that should look quite good, if I remember to hold me guts in. The yachting cap. I've got to have the yachting cap on. Here, let's have a look at myself. Oh, yes, very jaunty. Aye, aye, sailor. Where have you been, then? Oh, I just got back from the China Seas. Yeah? What are women like out there? Oh, fair, very fair. Do anything for you. I'll just think another 7 days and I'll be off. I'll be out of this grotty old place once and for all. I can't believe it after all these years. Stow me. I haven't heard from the estate agent. I'll have to give him a ring in the morning. Someone must want the place. Desirable Bijou Residence, he called it. Paved courtyard. Max is taking Hercules day after tomorrow. That's him out of the way. Oh, God, don't time drag. I hope I'm not seasick. Here, not in front of the birds. I better get some seasick pills. Shall I take the old man's photo? No. It has got to be a clean break. Oh, the poor old devil. His only crime is he's too old. Still, I've got nothing to reproach myself for. I mean, that is life. I mean, I did my best. Just hope I don't live that long, that's all. Get out while you're on top. It is the only way. I reckon another 20 years and I'll turn it in. Now, I couldn't drag it out like him. Still, perhaps I should take his picture. Who's that? Oh, God. Oh, it's the postman. Weymouth? It's them. Dear Mr. Steptoe, I herewith return your cheque for £100. We regret having to inform you at such short notice that we have reluctantly decided not to accept your application as a crew member on our forthcoming voyage. The boys and girls have been debating the problem of your age for some time now. And as our average age is only 20, it is the majority view that 38 is just a little too old for us all to feel comfortable.
We are sure you will understand this and hope we have not put you to too much inconvenience. Yours, Rodney Lysett Brown, Captain.
Well, it seems to give you a good laugh anyway. Could I have it back now? Right, have you finished packing your suitcase? Because if you're ready, I shall now take you home.
I don't think there's any point in you going home. I think you'd better move in here with me. We're going on a trip tomorrow morning. Hampton Court to Maidenhead. If you play your cards right, they might let you come with us. You poor old devil.
Shut up. I'll kick your leg from under.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Mari McKino as Miss Lotterby and Alwyn Brooks as the Matron. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby Jay.